During World War II, the Nazis destroyed Vilna's old Jewish cemetery, in which no burials had taken place for more than a century. In 1949, the Russian government granted permission for the remains of certain graves to be reinterred in the new Jewish cemetery. The remains of the Vilna Gaon, the Gerd Sedek, and six whose graves had lain within the confines of an ohel that covered the Gaon's grave were reinterred. Among the six were the Gaon's mother and Reb Moshe Rifkis, the Be'er HaGol. That's a paragraph in Art Scroll, volume, page 266, published in 1987. An Art Scroll volume published in 1994, called The Vilna Gaon, page 241 and 242. It describes who were the people that were moved together with the Vilna Gaon. It says, here are the people. First, the Vilna Gaon. Two, his father, Shlomo Zalman. Three, his son, Rav Avram ben Avroah. Four, Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel, chief rabbi of Vilna. Five, the Chai Yadam. Six, Rabbi Yehuda Safra. And seven, Rabbi Shmuel ben Avigdor, who was the last chief rabbi of Vilna, who was chief rabbi of Vilna during the lifetime of the Vilna Gaon. This is Art Scroll 1994. So this is a different list than the same Art Scroll publishing company that gave the list in 1987. I go back to that first paragraph. And the first paragraph reads, during World War II, the Nazis destroyed Vilna's old Jewish cemetery. The Nazis did not destroy Vilna's old Jewish cemetery. It's true, no burials had taken place for more than a century. In 1949, the Russian government granted permission for the remains of certain graves to be reinterred in the new Jewish cemetery. That's sort of true. Then it says, remains of the Vilna Gaon, the Gerd Sedek, and six whose graves were in the confines of the Gaon's ohel. Among them were the Gaon's mother. The Gaon's mother was not in the Gaon's ohel. And Rabbi Moshe Rifkis, the Be'er HaGola. Rabbi Moshe Rifkis was not buried in the Gaon's ohel. Who is buried in the Vilna Gaon's cavern that we saw today? Just to...
You're giving us a bechimah, no? The Torah is going to test us.
You'll take one. Pass it around. Start at the other end.
Did you speak to Art Scroll and tell them the mistakes?
We're going to move from left to right as you walk into the ohel. You were there today. You looked as you move from left to right. All right. The leftmost tombstone is Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch and Rav Dov Ve'er. You can see a photograph of the tombstone on the left side. Tzadik, Hatamar, etc. and so forth. One of the problems why nobody here and almost nobody who visits the Gaon's Kever can possibly figure out who's buried there is because you can't read this Hebrew. This Hebrew is nonsense Hebrew. Somebody came here after the war or in recent years and tried to redo the Hebrew, repaint the Hebrew. Whoever did it didn't know Hebrew. So as you can see, if you look at it, we're not going to take the time now. You're going to break the teeth trying to understand what this says. In any event, this is in fact the grave of Tzvi Hirsch. Ben Rav Dov Ve'er, Rav Tzvi Hirsch, was a cousin of the Vilna Gaon. And he is buried in the extreme left as you walk in, as you walk into the grave. Okay? Rav Tzvi Hirsch was the son of Rav Dov Ve'er, who was the son of Reb Eliyahu Pestilus. We'll talk a little bit about who Reb Eliyahu Pestilus was, but a very great rabbi and a relative of the Vilna Gaon. So this is a cousin of the Vilna Gaon. Next to Tzvi Hirsch, on his right, so the second tombstone that you saw, you can see Yesh Schar L'Tu'ulasa is what it should read, if you're holding it. You can already see how the Vav became a Yud and so on and so forth, how difficult it is to